Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Election results, debate tonight, megaphone injured, and watch out for the syphilis. It's all coming up, and Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, very excited to get Bill's take on the election results. The two big races, Republicans lost. In Kentucky, the Democrat incumbent governor won the race in a state that Trump won by 30 points in 2016 and 26 points against Biden. Yet in 2023, the Democrat wins the governor's race. Explain that one to me. And to throw another curveball, the down ticket races in Kentucky, Secretary of State and Attorney General, the Republicans won by 20 points. But the people of Kentucky voted for the Democratic governor. The other race with national ramifications, issue one in Ohio, huge win for the pro-abortion crowd. Abortion will now be legal in Ohio up to 40 weeks, when the pro-life cause, a no on this, would have kept abortion legal at 22 weeks. There's a debate tonight, the third Republican debate. The front runner, of course, will not be there. The candidates who did qualify, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie. Trump's going to be hosting a rally down the street from the debate in Florida. He's done that every debate. He's had some other counter-programming, and it always starts just a few minutes before the debate. The debate's going to be on NBC. Again, I don't understand why the Republicans let NBC be a part of the process, but alas, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. In Los Angeles, there was a pro-Palestine rally, and Paul Kessler showed up with an Israeli flag to counter-protest across the street. Paul's 69-year-old Jewish man. There was some sort of altercation when one of these pro-Palestinian protesters came to his side of the street, and according to a witness, the pro-Palestinian protester hit him over the head with a megaphone. The medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. The media has been tripping over themselves to not describe what actually happened. One NBC headline, man dies after hitting head during Israel and Palestinian rallies in California. That's not, he didn't just hit, someone hit his head. The CDC is warning that a dire level of babies are being born with syphilis. 3,761 last year, to be exact. 200 of them died. Syphilis rates are at its highest in 70 years. 20% of Americans have an STD. 45%, almost half of adults, 18 to 24. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, with weak polling for President Biden, the nation can expect a political blitz over the next few weeks. The strategy will be delivered two ways. First, Mr. Biden will do a round of friendly interviews touting his vast success. And second, his media allies will begin breaking more Trump scandal stories. Expect to see anything and everything on the Get Trump front. With the primaries beginning in January, the air will be filled with suspicion and allegation. The Trump attacks will have to be sensational and personal. Classified documents and dubious real estate transactions are not going to damage him. I also expect Joe Biden will be completely exonerated in the classified documents case by special prosecutor Robert Hur. Meantime, Trump will face a federal courtroom in a similar situation. The unexpected, however, can visit Biden, as the House committees investigating Hunter's cash infusion will not stand down, and there is a chance, perhaps a good one, that President Biden will be impeached like President Trump was. This is like betting the over-under in the National Football League. No question, the mudslinging will be over the top as the press is salivating. But Biden's underwhelming performance may seal his doom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Kathleen, concierge member, the Trump trial. Is this what we endure for all of the upcoming cases? The judge will rule against Trump, but right now I believe there's a strong case for the judge to lose his position because he's admitting he's prejudiced. Look, this is New York. It's a state beef. And this is what you get. So in this state, New York State, the entire criminal and civil justice system has collapsed. This has collapsed. If you file a civil lawsuit here or some politician wants to get you, you're going to get killed. You go to family court in New York State, you're going to get massacred. All right? Because it's just not, doesn't function. It takes years to even get your case heard. And criminal, you can do whatever you want. They're not going to hold you. They'll dismiss the charges 60% of the time. So, yes, it is about Donald Trump, and he is making a farce out of this because it is a farce. Daniel Fang, El Dorado Hills, California. As horrific as it may be, why doesn't the United States and Israel release the unedited raw footage of Hamas atrocities? It is on the internet. All right, I wouldn't show it on this broadcast. I mean, look, if I tell you a baby was beheaded and 200 women were raped, believe me. I don't know why you have to see the baby beheaded. I don't want to see it. But I understand your point. It wouldn't change any minds anyway. They'll say the footage is doctored. They'll, you know what they do. It's not like a world that people believe what they want to believe, no matter what. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1960, a young senator from Massachusetts defeated the sitting vice president in one of the closest elections in U.S. history. Here is the story of John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon. The exposition is considered the start of the modern campaign era. For the first time, both candidates were born in the 20th century. The contest also featured the first televised debate. Since the American Revolution, politicians had traveled across the country and stumped for votes, but the public rarely had a chance to see or hear them in person because the country is so vast. Well, all that changed on September 26, 1960. Prior to the TV event, Nixon was favored to win the race. The vice president arrived at the studio looking ill. He had recently been hospitalized for injuring his knee. In contrast, JFK had spent the previous 2 weeks tanning and brought his own makeup crew. The result? Kennedy looked healthy, Nixon pale and confused. Before the debate, the Republican led by 6 points. One day later, the Democrat overcame the entire advantage. On November 8, 1960, John F. Kennedy won the White House with 49.7% of the popular vote. Nixon received 49.6%, amazingly close. Many Republicans believe JFK had stolen the election through systemic fraud. Despite credible accusations of meddling by the mayor of Chicago, organized crime, labor unions, even the Ku Klux Klan, the vote for JFK was certified. And here's something else you might not know. Nixon's traumatic experience with Kennedy changed his future campaigns. He launched another presidential bid 8 years later, but refused to appear with his opponent in a TV debate. Nixon ultimately defeated Democrat Hubert Humphrey in November 1968. Televised presidential debates returned in 76 and have been held every campaign since then. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.